In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's a beautiful film from 1997 with Glenn Close and Frances McDormand called Paradise Road. It's about a group of women who had been evacuated from Singapore at the beginning of the Second World War, but who are captured along their way and taken as prisoners of war to the island of Sumatra. It's based on their real story of survival and how these women form a vocal orchestra to relieve their misery and endure until they are finally liberated. In the middle of the film, many of the younger women are offered a very different life, away from the misery of the camp, and are invited to enjoy once again the fineries of life, like delicious food, soap, and exuberant housing, but in exchange for being mistresses to Japanese soldiers. Some choose to go, and others make the decision to continue to bear the burden and hardship of being a prisoner of war, and to endure through the power of music and the community that they form together. It's a bit like today's reading from Numbers. The book of Numbers is all about the time in the wilderness for the Israelites after escaping Egypt. Today we hear them whinging about how good they had it when they were slaves in Egypt, compared to wandering around in the desert for so many years eating this strange manna from heaven every day. They want to go back to the good old days when slavery was great and when there was an abundance of meat and fish and of cucumber and melon and leek and onion and garlic. It's as if they are saying that slavery had more advantages than freedom. And sometimes it can surely feel that way. There are things in life that we fear if we let go of that we'll never get them back again. But perhaps they are the very same things that hold us back and keep us from living the fullest and best life on this side of eternity that God has planned for us. Liberty is the birthright of all God's children in this world. Freedom is God's design and God's desire for us. And enslavement comes in many forms, whether physically owning and abusing other people, or human trafficking, or sexual assault, or blackmailing, or financial entrapments, or even addiction. These abominable exploitations rob people of their freedom and dignity and happiness. It's manipulative, abusive, and the very opposite of what God desires for us in this world. But freedom also has costs. Freedom sometimes means giving up on something immediately, perhaps like leeks and onions or soap and a comfy bed, in order to realize the greater good. Sometimes we have to be vulnerable and use our freedom to defend the freedom of others. Sometimes we have to stand up and speak truth to power, even when we are terrified. I'm particularly grateful this week for the witness of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford as coming forth as a victim of sexual assault. Her bravery in sharing her story has helped and emboldened many other victims to tell their stories too. And while it doesn't undo anything of the past horrors, it can be the beginning of healing. And just as importantly, it can be the beginning to breaking such vicious cycles of oppression and degradation by holding those who violate others accountable. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks in hyperbole, in exaggerated statements about removing the things in our lives that get between us and God. If there's something in our life that is preventing us from loving God and loving our neighbor, we need to remove it from our life. It's about holiness of life before God, and how what we do for each other, we also do for God. In our epistle today, in James, he is deeply concerned about how the followers of Jesus act and how they care for each other in community. He tells us how prayer is essential for communities of Jesus and that prayer is what brings us healing and wholeness because it is ultimately what brings us closer to God. Prayer has the power to transform our lives and strengthen us to do God's will. All of our lessons today share a common theme, and one that we are also celebrating here at St. Luke in the Fields this week, and that is stewardship. According to the book of Numbers that we heard earlier today, we have to be good stewards of our freedom and the freedom of others. Enslavement and exploitation of any kind is not God's design for creation. And as stewards of God's creation with an Easter-minded ethic, we are called to help put things to right. Numbers is also a stewardship lesson in sharing responsibility. In James, we are called to be stewards of prayer. We are to take care of the sick, to heal, and to pray for one another, to confess our sins to each other, and to be strengthened by the truth of the good news of the gospel, and to share that same good news with others. We are to stand up for each other and defend those who cannot defend themselves, and we are called to speak truth to power. And in Mark's gospel, Jesus commands us to be good stewards of our souls. We learn from Jesus that we have to do the hard work of eliminating and purging from our lives the things that get between us and God. Perhaps it's our ego, or perhaps it's our pride, or our ambition, or even our attitude. Maybe it's our fear of being wrong, or perhaps it's even shame. But Jesus gives us permission, actually it's a command, to cut all these things from our lives, all of that stuff that gets in our way of following where he leads us. What we do with our lives and how we treat one another matters, and it especially matters to God. Our use of time, talent, and treasure is a reflection of how we prioritize and organize our lives. And this year, as we kick off our stewardship season at St. Luke in the Fields, I hope we can think about what it means to be stewards of this place. For now, it's our responsibility. Those in the past have done their part, and those in the future will hopefully do theirs. But today, here and now, it is our responsibility to care for this parish, which is not just the people who come here to worship God, but all who come through these doors. We are not just stewards of buildings or stewards of bank accounts. We are stewards of people and of each other. And as James reminds us, people who keep each other in the light and truth of Jesus in this community. As a symbol of our stewardship of this parish, on Sunday, the 28th of October, we will have an in-gathering Sunday, wherein which all who wish to bring their sealed stewardship pledge forms for 2019 can turn them in together as a symbol of our collective efforts to be good stewards at St. Luke in the Fields. For those who do these kinds of things online or by mail, you will be given a token of some kind that you can put in that day representing your pledge card. This way, everyone can participate. But whichever way you choose to participate, it is most important that we do this together as a sign of the community who have come together as followers of Jesus and who continue to commit our lives to the service of Jesus, who is the steward of our souls, who gave up his life and his everything that we might have eternal and abundant life in God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.